Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's June 6, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how's it going this week?
Pretty good, you?
Pretty good. I'm cleaning house. I'm turning over a new leaf.
I've seen those treads on the web.
Well, it's
turning a new leaf or just making space for new stuff? Maybe some pulp CD?
Maybe. Yeah, jerk. What's funny is when the people show up to pick up miniatures, and they're like, these are still new in box. Yep. Like, that whole list was just new in box, guys. The whole thing? Yep. Someday I'll go through my open stuff and start selling that off too, but I need weeks of time for that to sort that. Anyway. So yeah, it's been a good week. Selling miniatures, saving my marriage.
That's important.
Well, you know, the kids need a mother.
So before we start with the news, just a little thing. We have started to put the episodes, the main show's episodes on YouTube, because some people like listening to 2-hour podcasts on YouTube for whatever reason. For people who are listening to the news show, we just want to know if you are interested in having those on YouTube too. So if it's the case, just send us a quick email or a shout out on Facebook or Twitter, and we might think of adding those too. But for now, we'll stick to just the main shows.
Now, it's important to mention that our shows on YouTube do not have actual video.
Yep, sure.
Right? It's just stills.
It's a still we may someday of the cover.
Move to video where you get to see our beautiful faces. Well, Antoine's beautiful face.
No.
But we're not there yet. We're not there yet.
For the news, it would be a good thing, in fact, if we just added stills of the news item.
That is very true. Look at you thinking.
Yeah, but I don't have the time to do that.
You're the brains of the operation. We need to get rich so we can hire people to do all this legwork for us.
Oh, if I was rich, I would just do that work instead of my regular job.
There you go. All right, should we get this show started?
Yes.
All right, so as always, we are going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week, War Cradle Studio, Legendary Marie Laveau, Canine Attack Dogs, and Canine Gun Dogs on pre-order for Wild West Exodus.
So, Marie Laveau has such a sweet French-sounding name. And you look at her and it's a giant octopus monster. It's an old bayou witch that was changed by whatever that thing that changed people in Wild West Exodus is.
Okay, so the Dark Council or whatever?
She's even part of the Dark Council. She's one of the main servants or something like that. Or not the servants, but the main power is there.
Okay, she's like a boss or something?
Yeah.
Or an underboss?
She's a legendary boss. That's her unit type.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. The model is well sculpted. It's so ugly, but I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ugly in that designed to be ugly kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Worst part is looking just the bottom half. The tentacled arms part looks really good. If it was for a giant octopus, like maybe for another game, that would be really a nice design. But once you add the top part, it limits the type of games you can play it in.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
the other two entries are two pairs of miniatures, the attack dogs and the gun dogs. So two types of automatons for the Confederates.
Yeah, the attack dogs look kind of cool. Cricks called and they want their helljacks back though.
For the gun dogs. I totally agree.
It's so like the Cricks chickens. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. But the attack dogs look nice.
Yeah, they both look nice technically, but
yeah.
these are all coming out in 51 days, so we got a while before the pre-orders start shipping.
Yes.
All right. Next in line. Antimatter Games. Nereid's Sea Serpent for Deepwater.
So this is a giant warbeast coming on a 50mm base. The model is 90mm long, so it's a pretty long, and it's a sea serpent, so it's all coiled and waving. So the model itself, if it was stretched out, would be really, really, really longer than that. It's freaking nice. It's a simple model, but...
Yeah, especially when you look at it, I think... Let me double check something here. Okay, no, it's textured. Because it almost looked like the scales on it were just painted on, that there was actually no texture.
Yeah, the painted version looks almost flat, yeah.
Yeah, but no, I see there's texture on it. It is a very nice model. I really like the way it's coiled and stuff on itself. It looks like a real sea snake.
It looks floating, yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's in the water.
That's yeah, they did a really good job with it. And the paint job, while not necessarily being... I mean, the paint job is very good, don't get me wrong, but it's attainably good.
Yes.
Right? Which I also like to see. I know a lot of people rag on that, like from GW with the new paint jobs where they're attainably good. They don't, it's not the heavy metal like it used to be. But I kind of like that trend in miniature wargaming. Since most of us are playing the pieces, right? We're not displaying them for competitions.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up. Norba Miniatures, The Battle of the Ring.
If that name
doesn't tell you what it is,
or something else, it probably is. So those are three units of elves. They look exactly like, really close to Lords of the Ring elves. So you have a unit of what they call elf warrior, which have end weapon and shield, a unit of archer, and lastly a unit of spearmen with shields.
Yeah, the elf warriors with swords make me laugh because the only difference between them and the guys in the Lord of the Rings movies are the swords. The mm-hmm. armor stuff looks pretty much identical. It's the swords that are different.
Yeah. Yeah. The swords are a lot simpler.
Yeah. They are nice models, though.
And they are affordable.
Absolutely.
12 euros for 10 guys.
Yeah. They're cheap. Are they plastic?
I don't know. The material is not mentioned.
It doesn't say. But the material looks... Well, it might be resin. Yeah, it's resin because I'm zoomed in on some of their pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And there's bubbles in it, like very small bubbles. I think it's... I think it's
but resin. Even there's some, if there's some bubble at that price...
No, I'm talking little tiny, like, pinprick things in one little spot. Not enough to be, like...
in plastic, yeah.
Yeah, not enough to say that the models are poorly cast at all. But I don't mean to imply that. They're very nice. Yeah, and for 12 euros, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, wow, that's a really good price.
And, I don't think I'd ever heard of Norba Miniatures before.
I think we mentioned them maybe in a show where you were not there for some of their other releases. Hmm. I think their Chaos Dwarfs.
Oh, no, we did talk about the Chaos Dwarfs. I was there for that. The Infernal Dwarfs. Yes, yes, yes. I remember these guys now. All right. So, very cool elf miniatures for your Lord of the Rings needs. Next up... Max Mini Commissar Bust.
So this is a bigger scale model. It's a bust for painting of a commissar, which is inspired by the 40k Imperial Guard commissar. The guy is rubbing his chin while holding a data slate or something like that.
Yeah.
Simple model, but nice looking.
And, if it wasn't for the data slate, I'd say he looks like M. Bison.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
But that's, very nice.
That's probably a feasible conversion, too.
Mm-hmm. And he's not very expensive, either.
No, again, it's probably 12 not euros. That big, though. The size is not mentioned on the page. But, yeah. It's a good price. For an introduction to bus, that would be a good one.
Yeah. No, for sure. Hard to go wrong with that.
So going from cheap to a lot more costly?
Yeah, so where was I here? The Industria Mechanica Scrap Goblin Engineer.
Yes, so this is Industria Mechanica. We don't mention them often. They do mostly weird vehicle kits, super high-end. This one is the... It's a one-to-one size, one-to-one scale Goblin Boss Engineer. And it's clocking at $145, so it's really not cheap.
That's US dollars, I presume, right?
Yes, yes, it is. So that's a lot Canadian.
One-to-one scale?
Yes, so it's 175 millimeter. So it's a really big Goblin, but not a fantasy Goblin, but more of a like a Old Norse tale Goblins. They're really small creatures.
Yeah.
They had one sitting on a mushroom like a year or so ago, maybe. That was looking pretty nice that we mentioned on the show.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he's really detailed, full suit and everything.
These are the guys that do the Zero Fighter robot, right? The convertible like World War II plane that looks like the robot? Yeah.
And they do a lot of like floating ships that you would see in some like a Metropolis style anime or stuff like that.
Very, very cool stuff. Yeah, and this goblin makes me think of, you know, if a goblin got assimilated by the Borg, almost the default paint scheme. At first I thought it was more sci-fi than it actually is. But yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, I think it's more of a steampunk or retro-futurist look.
Yeah, for sure. But like on first glance, I was like, okay.
I can see it.
Next up, one of our favorite companies, Black Sun Miniatures, Kanan the Damned.
So this is a big scale model. It's a 75 millimeter scale model of a warrior with plate holding a shield and sword. There's nothing special about the pose. It's just posing in a relaxed state, but almost weary after battle or just thinking pre-battle, not too sure. But it looks good.
Well, all their stuff looks so good.
Yeah.
These guys, like, they really know what they're doing. And for the price at £30 for that size miniature?
Mm-hmm. It's a good price. It's on pre-order until they start shipping at the second half of July. It's the pre-order are limited to 80 units, and you get £5 of discount on the pre-order.
And it's 89 millimeters tall with the base. So that's quite a good size model. 9 centimeters?
Yep.
All right. Who's up next? Mears Miniatures. New releases.
There is a lot of them, so we won't go to the whole list. It's mostly stuff from all their different Kickstarter that are becoming available now. I just wanted to mention what caught my eye the most are the Vol X Moya and Equid, maybe? They are their Dromedon unit, or Dromedus unit. So those are anthropomorphical dromedaires.
I don't know what a dromedaire is.
A camel with only one...
Oh, is that the camel with one hump? Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, they kind of look like camels. Well, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know if it's the right name in English, though. Dromedaire is the French one, I know. I don't know if it's the right word in English. But it's the camel with one hump. Yeah. So you have a units of those. The unit is carrying... javelins, throwing javelins, mm-hmm. And the character, the Equid, is carrying a big two-handed axe. Yeah, well, two-handed cleave, like sword cleaver style. Yeah.
The thing about Mears, right? They make some really, really good stuff. It takes forever for them to fill their Kickstarters,
mm-hmm.
but they really make nice stuff. Yeah, I don't know if I like the. the meat cleaver guy, I think I may
prefer the Union.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with him. Don't get me, don't take it that way, but I prefer the Unit. I like the aesthetic better, I think. All right. Last in our non-crowdfunding news. Trolls Under the Bridge. Heroes of Erebos.
So this is a really small, in both sense, release. It's four heroes for their Erebos lines, which are...
Chaos
in 10 millimeters. So it's a small pack, clocking at €4.50 of four different heroes, each representing probably a different chaos god. A chaos god. Or maybe not each, but representing three different gods. So one is clearly Nurgle, one is Slaanesh, one is Khorne, and there's also another one on a mount, which could pass for either Khorne or any type, depending on the painting scheme.
Yeah. They don't... it's funny you slip a 10mm miniature set in here. Just, I'm on to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on to you, Antoine. They do look very cool. I mean, 10mm, it's hard to be super, super detailed, but they do a good job. They look nice. And at €4.50, I mean, how do you go wrong?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding news. First up this week is Lead Adventure Miniatures, Astropolis 2, The Galactic Melting Pot.
This is a range of 28mm sci-fi miniatures for roleplay, tabletop games, as proxies for whatever you want. They are cast... I couldn't see. They're going to be cast in metal, in white metal. They have an aesthetic similar to the goblin we previously mentioned from Industria Mechanica, I find.
Yeah.
Kind of a old style future sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. Jules Verne style, right?
Yeah.
And some of the models are pretty cool.
Their range is pretty large. They have all kinds of miniatures.
Yeah, a bunch of different looks to them. The robots.
The small, they're oxbots. Yeah. They're small unions. Cool. They have, in different races, there's a dwarf service team.
And one of those strange.
And after that, you have some kind of strange alien races too.
It's funny. One of the dwarf service team guys looks like one of the classic GW squats. it makes me think of the classic sculpts. And the aliens are really quite strange. It's nice to see people being original. All right. So let's take a look at this project. So they were looking for €4,000. They are currently at €10,889, so it's fully funded with 11 days to go. And unless something strange happens, this Kickstarter should be fully funded on June 18th, 2017. Next in line, Orange Monkey, Folio 3, Take Bigger Ideas.
So we mentioned the Folio when it was first going on Kickstarter, or maybe the second one. I don't remember if we were...
It was the second one, because we talked about the rotating display base and stuff.
Yeah, I think we were not recording the podcast yet when the first one came out. So this is the same idea. It's a portable, foldable photo studio coming with LED strips for lighting and adjustable with your phone and stuff like that. So this, the one actually on Kickstarter, is the bigger one yet. It's clocking at 25 inches of opening space, which is quite a lot compared to the Folio 1 was 10 inches.
Yeah, so, and I have the Folio 1.
And it is really well lit. It basically comes with three LED strips instead of only one like the previous two Folios. And they also have some new options. They have what they call halo bars, which are small bars that you can put on the in front of the Folio or on the side at the bottom, and you have adjustable lighting on them to get less or more depending on the type of lighting you need. So it's a big foldable. for miniature, it might be even a bit big. I think the Folio 2 was a better size for what we would use it for.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't come with all the new lighting tech. So
yeah, all the goodies. The goodies aren't there.
So we mentioned price. The Folio 3 is $109 for the Folio itself. And if you want to add the yellow bars, it's another $20 on top of it.
Yeah. So total price tag, $129. And it goes up from there if you want to have the smart turntable that you can control from your phone and all the other goodies. But this Kickstarter has taken off. So they were looking for $50,000 US. They're currently at $254,000 US with 37 days to go. So this Kickstarter should be funded on July 14th, 2017. Next in line, Simon, Zombicide, Green Horde.
You are probably already aware of that. If you are any type of gamer or geek, yeah. You know that launched. It's over 2 million right now with less than a week up. So this is a new iteration of the Zombicide Black Plague setting, but instead of being regular zombies, now they are fighting undead orcs. So it's a standalone, you can play it by itself, but it changed from regular undeads to green undeads now.
Yeah, and the models look gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, as we'd come to expect from Cool Mini, let's be honest. But there's some really cool stuff. The components look awesome. And there's a ton of stuff in this box. The basic box before all the add-ons was 72 miniatures. And they've added just so much stuff. I don't like.
Oh, it's not worth counting. I like the fact that it being medieval and now with big creatures like dragons, they even started to add war machines, so you can get a trebuchet and you can also get a giant ballista.
Yeah, and they've added there's like expansions you can buy in the Kickstarter for the game that's not even out yet, which I think is hilarious. Not the first time I've seen that, but it's still kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's just so much stuff. And as all the Cool Mini Kickstarters, the price point's pretty attractive. There's only one pledge level. It's $120 US. And it gives you the Green Horde Core Box, all unlock stretch goals, and the exclusive Feral Dragon Pack. And that dragon is pretty neat, pretty sweet looking. So they were looking for $300,000. As you said, they're at already over 2 million, at 2.2 million. I won't bother going into all the dollars and cents. Oops, someone else just bid. I just watched it go up. Or just pledged, I should say. There's 20 days to go. This Kickstarter will be funded on June 27th, 2017. Next up, Bad Squiddo Games. Ghosts of Gaia 2, Reinforcements.
So this is a line of 28mm sci-fi models. Sci-fi female models. So Bad Squiddo Game mostly do female models of all types. They do sell other stuff, but that's their main goal. They try to promote non-sexy clad or unclad models. So with working type of clothing. So this one is their second one for the Ghost of Gaia. And in the first one, they had guinea pigs with guns, and this time they are adding, once again, some guinea pigs, but they are adding rabbits too. So gun bunnies instead of just guinea pig bunnies. Guinea pig fighting guinea pigs. So once again, small armed critters.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the different sculpts. They make me think of old Necromunda. Mm-hmm. Like the Escher gang and stuff. Like, yeah. I could totally see if that still existed, I totally say you should buy these, use them as Eschers. Sadly, it is no more. All right. So this Kickstarter, they're looking for 3,500 British pounds. They're at 10,116 with 7 days left to go. So this Kickstarter will be fully funded on June 14th. Next up, Sacred Sword, 32mm chibi miniatures. Yay, more chibis!
So we already mentioned Sacred Sword in the past when they ran their first Kickstarter. It was not successful though. So they are coming back, and instead of trying to go for the full game and for the full board game that was going with it, they are kickstarting only the miniatures themselves. So the pledge goal is a lot lower and probably a lot simpler for Glenn to run it. I hope so for him. So those are 32mm resin chibis, and they will be produced by Impact Miniature.
Oof. Okay. Yeah. That's right. That slipped. yeah, Impact. I've got a ton of Impact Miniatures. They have improved greatly. Let's just say their first Kickstarter of miniatures was...
not the best.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, I didn't realize the miniature painted for the Kickstarter was one done by Yeji from Model Workshop After Hours. Let's see here. And yeah, so there's some cool takes in the chibis. I really like their Forest Goblin. I may have to support this to get a couple of those. They were looking for $1,800. They are at $1,065 with 19 days left to go. So if they reach their target, this project will be fully funded on June 26, 2017. Last this week in the list. Oh boy, how do I pronounce this?
Like you did last week. Or 2 weeks ago. I don't
really
remember.
Antennocetus?
Yeah.
Antennocetus Workshop? The Rock Dropship. Designed for Infinity.
So... some time ago, we mentioned a bunch of vehicles that they were releasing. So this is another of those, but it's a bigger one. It's a big dropship for Akislam, the Rock, which looks nice.
Yeah, it really does.
It's a super detailed big dropship that you can use for Infinity for sure, or for any sci-fi game you want. Really.
That's that is a cool model. Its price tag is pretty impressive too. Being for the size it is, it makes sense. Yeah. Considering it's going to be resin. It's $120, £120, I should say, for one. But despite the price, they have a lot of supporters. They're looking for 3,700 British pounds as their goal. They currently have 9,700 British pounds with 7 days left to go. So this Kickstarter should be fully funded on June 14th, 2017. And that, sir, is that.
Yes, it is.
You had a look on your face like I'd forgotten something. I was waiting to hear. But no, we're good? Awesome.
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up, and I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, at prfilio, Antoine at eltonioberg, Steve at b_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.